This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, October 4th. Well, soybeans keep traders on their toes Tuesday with details from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Joe Vaklavic.
We had a quarterly stocks report this past Friday, which was actually seen as being a little bit friendly. The market was unable to hold any type of rally and has digested back to in kind of a low volatility environment. Despite the friendly USDA report, the market really kind of continues to trade sideways. Harvest is ongoing. We're a little bit behind the average pace. Yield reports, I'd venture to say, have been a little bit better than some traders or farmers had expected. We certainly got some variability. There were areas that had weather problems, dry conditions during the month of August. So a lot of variability, but on the whole, from what I've heard, yields have been slightly impressive relative to expectations.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 3.25 at 448 and a quarter. December corn was down 2 at 349 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day up 3.25, ranging from 523 to 545. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for October were up 2.5, ranging from 566 and 3/4 to 601 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for October were up 0.75 point, ranging from 732 and a quarter to 742 and a quarter. Live cattle for October were up 127 and a half at 109.02 and a half. October feeder cattle were up 207 and a half at 152.67 and a half. And October Class 3 milk was up 10 cents at 16.43.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.